Battle for the Body, Chapter 19, Deliverance Follow-Up Ministry. Healing Promised to Claim. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely ye have received, freely give. Matthew chapter 10, verse 8. Introduction. Jesus made it very clear that follow-up care of those delivered from demonic influence was important. He said, "When the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places, seeking rest, and findeth none. Then he saith, I will return into my house from whence I came out, and when he is come, he findeth it empty, swept, and garnished. Then goeth he, and taketh with himself seven other spirits more wicked than himself, and they enter in and dwell there. And the last state of that man is worse than the first." Matthew chapter 12, verses 43 through 45. When the evil spirit is cast out, a spiritual void results. If that void is not filled and proper follow-up care given, demonic powers return in stronger manifestations. Follow-up care. Here are some important steps for follow-up care of those experiencing deliverance. 1. Pray a prayer of renouncing. After deliverance, those who have been possessed by demons should be led in a prayer of confession, repentance, and renouncing of any sins or involvements connected with the demonic activities. 2. Destroy occult items. If the person has occult items, idols, voodoo items, witchcraft equipment, books, etc., these should be destroyed. 3. Fill the spiritual void. When a demon is cast out, he will seek another body through which to operate. A demon is restless and discontent outside of a human body. It is only by indwelling and controlling a human life that a demon is able to fulfill Satan's evil purposes. Because of the danger of a demon returning to his former victim, accompanied by worse spirits, the spiritual void must be filled. A person must receive Jesus Christ as Savior and be filled with the Holy Spirit. He should continually immerse himself in prayer and the Word of God and immediately become part of a community of believers. 4. Give your testimony. Those experiencing deliverance from demonic powers should testify about their deliverance. Jesus told the demoniac of Gadarene, "Go home to thy friends and tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee and hath had compassion on thee." And he departed and began to publish in Decapolis how great things Jesus had done for him, and all men did marvel. Mark chapter 5, verses 19 through 20. Revelation chapter 12, verse 11 confirms that we overcome the powers of Satan by the word of our testimony. 5. Protect yourself from demonic powers. Here are specific ways to protect yourself from the activities of demonic powers. The most important protection is to receive Jesus Christ as Savior, because demons cannot possess a born-again believer. After you are saved, keep yourself from sin. For through sin you give place to the devil, or provide opportunity for him to oppress you. Be filled with the Holy Spirit. Demonic spirits and the Spirit of God cannot inhabit the same spiritual vessel. Avoid an obsessive interest in demons. It is not wrong to study what God's Word says about them, or courses such as this one, which are based on God's Word. But do not read secular books, attend seances, etc., to learn more about demons. Avoid any contact with the occult. Do not consult witches, shaman, astrologers, horoscopes, card, palm, or tea leaf readers. Do not serve false gods or allow idols to come into your home. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verses 25 through 26.